sometimes it's inevitable that we are just throwing people in. And there have been plenty of moments where I've been watching a live stream as well, being like, oh, wow. I've had the privilege now of, I don't want to sound like an old guy, but have the privilege now of seeing over a few years where, you know, some of the great worship drummers that we have raising up now almost wouldn't have been the ones that you'd pick a few years ago.
What is up, everybody? This is John Manna, and I'm your host for the Worship Drummer Podcast. In episode 4, we have Pastor Andy Harrison with us from Planet Shakers. In this episode, we're going to talk about how to raise the next generation of worship drummers. And in case you didn't catch it, I called him Pastor Andy. He's the youth pastor of Planet Boom, which is the youth ministry out of Planet Shakers City Church. And they do a phenomenal job of raising musicians and leaders. And so that's why we saved this question for this episode, because I thought Andy would be best fit to answer that kind of a question. How, in our local church, in our local context, do we raise up the next generation of worship drummers? And then the second question we'll ask him is, how do we put the heart before the beat? Practically speaking, it's a great motto, it's a great slogan, it's a great hashtag even that we use all the time. But how do we put that into action? And so I really challenge you to listen to the heart of what he's saying, because he's going to reveal something that oftentimes we can forget and it's easy to overlook. So without any delay, here's the conversation I had with Andy Harrison. First of all, thanks so much, Andy, for doing this. Let's jump right in the first question, preparing the next generation of worship drummers. I'll just kind of set the stage for you. Mm-hmm. Mike Weber, you know, when we mentioned Planet Shakers, as we look back, he was a big influence in the sound and especially the drumming. And, but this funny thing happened almost, it was very subtle. And there was a transition and we didn't hear much of a difference in the sound, but all of a sudden, you know, Andy Harrison rises to the scene. And now I remember taking notice and saying, wait a minute, that sounds like Mike Weber, but it's not him. And so can you talk to us and tell us maybe, I know this is probably tied to Planet Shakers as a church and some your philosophy of ministry and raising up the next generation, but just share with us how you guys prepare the next generation. It could be in a general sense, but if there's a specific way you do it with your drummers, that would be awesome to know and hear about.
Yeah, sure. Of course we have, a pretty large strategy when it comes to raising up our musicians in general, because, purely because we're a large church and we're constantly needing to expand the team. Plus that of course is just a big part of the heart. We do want to activate the gifts and raise up the gifts that they have. And so we have new people joining our music team, our creative team all of the time. I would think, you know, almost every week there's new members joining. And there's quite a strategy about how we go about them joining the team to the process. Even once they've joined the team, we get them to, for instance, if they're a drummer, we get them to tech for quite a while. Just because I think we know, certainly within Planet Shakers, but I would think within so many churches, playing the right grooves, you know, the right patterns is one thing. And that's something that we obviously want to really, train them in. But you can play all the right grooves and all the right patterns and still not at all sit right with the team and not be in the flow at all with what God's doing. And so getting them to drum tech is one way to really sit them, I guess, like we have them right beside us. And we really want to draw their attention to the flow of the service. So how the drummers are responding with the worship leader, how they're responding with the rest of the team, when we're starting the tracks, when we're not starting, you know, all of those, I guess, little subtleties that really go to from being a drummer to being a worship drummer, you know, which is far more than just playing the right thing. And so I think so many of those things, that's something probably we learned over a few years. We had great drummers, just really experienced drummers. Oh, sorry. Where did I go?
I'm still here.
Oh, I've lost you. Where are we? I'm going to put that function on. Okay, sorry. I got a notification. What was I saying? Yeah, we learned that, I guess, that experience over a few years of having some really professional drummers come on the scene and still, yeah, not have experience, you know, within that flow, I guess, of a worship service. So that's a really important thing for us, and we don't want to throw them in the deep end, I guess, in the wrong sense. I guess another really important thing for us is just having that prophetic culture, I guess, with any gift, you know, whether it's music, drumming, or whether it's, you know, anything else. We want to have the kind of culture and atmosphere in a church that calls out the gifts that people have, you know. And so sometimes it is, I think I've had the privilege now of, I don't want to sound like an old guy, but I have the privilege now of seeing over a few years where, you know, some of the great worship drummers that we have raising up now almost wouldn't have been the ones that you'd pick a few years ago, you know. Wow. Because maybe they don't have as much training, or they don't have as much experience, or whatever it might be, but you see something, you know, you see that there is a spark, or there is a, you know, and really what it is there's an anointing there to do it, which is that, I guess, that invisible key, you know, sets one person apart from another, that, you know, that is really God putting his hand on people. And so that's really, we never want to discount that, I guess, in raising up the next generation, is we look for the people that God is so obviously putting his hand upon, because we don't want to just raise up professional musicians, although that's awesome as well, but we want to raise up anointed musicians, because that's the heart of Planet Shakers, and that's what brings us the sound of heaven, not just a great professional sound. Yeah.
Wow. So deep, man. And that actually segues right into the other question, because you touched on the anointing and the heart. Skill is great. So how do you, and how do you transfer it also to the other drummers that you're raising up? So how do you put the heart before the beat? What does that look like for you personally? And then as you shepherd those younger drummers coming up?
Yeah. It's such a great question. I think hopefully it doesn't oversimplify it, but I keep it as worship, not as music. And I think the music comes out of the worship, you know, not the other way around. For me, that's something every Sunday, you know, if we're playing in a service or something, it really is getting my heart in a position of worship before we play. And so, you know, it's in a prayer meeting, or it's, you know, before I even go into church on the Sunday morning, is just getting your heart in that position where there's really nothing else that you're desiring or wanting other than Jesus, and wanting to lift him up. And then the natural overflow of that is that I want to get on the drum kit and play the best that I can.
Amen.
Yeah. If you're keeping it that way, I think that's keeping the heart before the beat. And that's something that, yeah, encouraging young musicians in as well, that, yeah, I mean, sometimes it is as simple as just, we have a prayer meeting before we do a rehearsal. So it really is just, let's really get ourselves in that mindset before we get on the drum kit. Let's get our eyes off ourselves, off how good we might sound or might not sound some Sundays. let's get our attention off all of those things and really just onto why we're doing it. And when you have that perspective, I mean, the motivation for wanting to play the absolute to the best of your ability comes so naturally, you know.
Wow. So cool. Something that our listeners might not be aware of is you guys live stream your services.
Yeah.
And I'm all the way on the other side of the world in Toronto. And Saturday nights for me, it usually ends up being 11:30 p.m. And I think that's your 3:30 p.m. service. Does that sound right?
Yep.
And I tune in just as I'm finishing preparing my sermon for the next morning. And I catch just that beginning of worship. And for me, just watching, I see the like new songs. I see, you know, not everything is maybe together, so to speak, but the heart of worship is very evident. The anointing is very evident. And oftentimes that's what keeps me watching and I get distracted. I lose track of time. So with bringing in this aspect of live stream, how do you raise up the young generation, put them, you know, behind the kit on a Sunday, knowing, you know, guys could be around the world tuning in. And so there's like this tension of, you know, excellence versus, hey, you have the anointing, the talent is there, it's evident, but how do you work with that?
That's attention that probably will never go away, you know, because and I think that's an important thing for us to realize is the more you want to raise up the next generation, the more that tension will never go away, you know, because you constantly will be in that process. Plus we'll, you know, but at the same time, we'll constantly be doing newer and bigger things that require, you know, greater skill. So, and it is something we talk about a lot and try and improve a lot. But I mean, you would see when you tune in or if anybody tunes in, you'll see that it is raw. It is just it is a purely live service like any other service. And our services are not very rehearsed. Some churches are. Ours are not. We sound check and we rehearse. And then we do.
To be honest, I find that very refreshing. And I go, you know what? They're real people. It's a real church.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. And I mean, obviously we have like our recordings at Awakening and things like that, which are live recordings, but we are putting in a lot of work for something like that.
Sure.
We are a church that's doing a lot of things and very busy. So when it comes to the Sunday services, we want them to be at a professional level. Absolutely. We want them to be excellent. We are exactly, as you're saying, just doing church. So I think we are smart about that with when we roster people on. So knowing that some services are live linked and some aren't. However, you know, when we have bands touring around the world and we have four campuses playing at the same time, and then we have, that's our city campus that's being live streamed. Sometimes it's inevitable that we are throwing people in and there have been plenty of moments where I've been watching the live stream as well, being like, oh, wow. and even watching my own live stream back and being like, oh, wow. But that's, you know, that's part of it. And I think what the great thing is for us as well is it's also a tool to be able to use for our team to say, cool, so this is what you sound like. And here's obviously what we need to work on. And I think that's been a big key. Sorry, it's a long answer, but I think that's a big key for any musician is being able to hear yourself back again or watch yourself back again and realize that's what you look like, that's what you sound like, because sometimes it sounds very different in your own head. So that's another tool for improving. But at the same time, I think we debrief everything and we talk things through with these young guys as well and say, cool, so, you know, that transition between songs or even the dynamics, I think, is something that we talk through a lot as well. How you built from that part of the song to the next part of the song, how did it contribute to the flow and how did it not contribute, all of those things, yeah.
Wow. So it's evident just in hearing you speak about it, you do place a lot of attention to those details, whereas other people might not even care. From my experience and even in our churches here that I've seen. So, wow, it's very encouraging to hear that drummers coming up the ranks, and there's no doubt Planet Shakers drummers are always good. And now we know why. There's no easy way to get there except through doing the hard work. And yeah. So I'm grateful for that, that you guys set the bar high.
Awesome. Thank you.
Well, real quick, I know you got to run to a meeting. So we have some questions from Instagram. We could do like a rapid fire event. So Adam McKeag says, what make, series, and size were the symbols you used at Awakening in 2015?
Man,
they were okay. Raw.
I can give you an overview. They're all dream symbols, which is what we've been playing the last couple of years, which aren't as big a name, but they've been working awesome. They don't have as wide a range of what they do, but they do a lot of bigger sizes, which works really good for us. And
by the way, did you know Dream Symbols are made right here in Toronto?
Okay, there you go. So
crazy.
Yeah, man. So we've been doing the most of them are probably 20 or 22 crashes and crash rides and things like that. And then I'm using a 10-inch stack there of a splash and tiny little, they call it a pang, but a tiny little China kind of symbol. So yeah, most of them are around those sizes. Yeah. And we're going thinner again. So some paper thins,
nice.
Just really, really washy and yeah, nice.
Very cool. Next question from Jess, and she's asking any endorsements.
Well, is that she wants some, or is that whether we have them?
Whether you have them, I guess.
We, yeah, just with Dream, with Yamaha at the moment, and currently with Vata drumsticks, but that could be changing. So yeah, they look after us and we're very appreciative. Yeah.
Very cool. Next question from Jonathan David Emerson, and he asks, oh, look at that, your favorite drumsticks and worship song to play. And by the way, you inspire me so much.
Oh, thank you, Jonathan. Oh, was it Jonathan? Did you say?
Jonathan.
Yep. I have been playing the Chad Smith Funk Blasters is the name of the stick. They're basically a 5B, just a slightly different model. And favorite worship song to play is really tough. I don't know. It's probably more comes down to favorite worship song, but even that.
Fair enough. Zach.Norton is asking, who is your biggest musical inspiration to keep drumming and working hard?
Man, I do get, it sounds like a bit of a cop-out, but I do get very inspired by our own musicians, by our own team, and we try and push each other and inspire each other. So somebody like he's our music director, but also one of the key worship leaders, Joth Hunt.
Genius.
Is so inspiring, and so he push us and say, come on, you can do that again. Why don't we try this? All of that. And so, yeah, definitely all our own musicians, we want a culture where we're inspiring each other. But I also get inspired by some of our gospel drummers over in, particularly in the US, and just hearing those guys and them chop out and things like that. Yeah. That's something that we, as amongst our young drummers as well, something we're constantly just trying to muck around with, I guess, because it doesn't seem to come as naturally. the rock side of our drumming comes naturally to us, playing so hard.
Who would be one of those gospel names?
Well, I mean, there's plenty that are not so gospel, but have all the chop as well. Yeah, and
true say.
But some Tony Roysters and guys like that.
Oh yeah,
no problem to just check on Instagram and see them chopping out. But yeah, I mean, there's even some younger guys as well. And I mean, to be honest, I can't even remember who some of the guys are. Some of the ones that I find on Instagram that are just some gospel drummers in some churches that you just happen to find and think, man, that sounds. And I want to take some elements of that. So, yeah.
And Instagram, by the way, I know you know this, but for those listening, if you're not using Instagram and searching hashtags, you're missing out on a ton of stuff, because some guys, like you said, they'll just post them shredding, chopping, and you just sit there with your mind blown, saying, I need to drag my tail back to the kit and practice for hours.
Yeah, exactly. I was just checking some of these guys, like Josh Mayfield is one of them that I've been having a look at. Having a look through. Man, I should have had these guys ready.
No, this is worth it, man. I got to follow some new people too.
Yeah. Now I'm struggling to find them. I'm sorry. Anyways, I'll have to send you a list of the guys that I'm being inspired by right now. Sorry, I should have that prepared.
All good. All good. We can post it in the show notes anyways.
Yeah, great.
So cool, man. Well, listen, we're going to wrap it up. And I know you just came back from Planet Shakers Awakening in Malaysia.
Yeah.
And and then you have yours in Melbourne coming up. And so we just we're excited to continue to follow you and the ministry that you guys, it's a global ministry. It really is. And I just want to thank you personally and on behalf of all the other worship drummers for your contribution to society. But just, and your willingness to share what you know. And I want you to know that it's reaching tons of guys. You don't even know the influence that it reaches. So thanks so much for making the time.
Oh, awesome, man. No, thank you. And thanks for what you're doing with Worship Drummer, because even as, you know, as simple as just connecting us all and being that hub, you know, for inspiration and people finding each other and sharing ideas and stuff, it means a lot to us over in Australia as well. So thank you.
Hope you guys enjoyed that episode of the Worship Drummer podcast with Andy Harrison. Please don't forget to like and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes and check out the show notes, worshipdrummer.com/podcast. You'll find this as episode 4, and we'll have some videos once Planet Shakers Awakening Conference is up as they come in, and Andy will be sending them to us, pictures, video, whatever. You guys will be blessed by seeing behind the scenes what it is that they do at conference. And so just remember two things. Keep raising up the next generation. Otherwise, your worship ministry will die, or at least the drumming aspect of the ministry will die. And secondly, never compromise on anointing. I love how he focused so much on the aspect of worship versus just music. And I think that's a great takeaway as we end this episode. So God bless you guys. We love you so much. Thanks for tuning in. This is John Manna, your host for the Worship Drummer Podcast.